them might be people who are physically distant from us now. There might be people who are spiritually distant from God. We might think about children throughout this city who are faced with the realities of knife crime or an addiction and a society which is failing them. But God is going to be fighting for them. And I'm encouraged to see what he's going to do in 2025. That he is going to be going throughout this city. He's going to be rescuing children. And look forward to the work which is coming up at Foxford School, right? But God is speaking a rescue plan for the children of Coventry. And that the question then for us is to give God our yes. That in the story of Christmas, we heard about the story of Mary. And she was called by God to give birth to the Messiah. And it was a big job. And she said yes to God. That the shepherds went and saw the newborn king. And then they went out and proclaimed him to anyone who would listen. They gave God their yes. The wise men came with their gold, their frankincense, their myrrh, and they brought their riches to the king, and that was their yes. And for us today, we're being called to give God our yes, to join him on that rescue mission for the people and the children of Coventry. And that John mentioned that we've got the Alpha course. Perhaps you're at the early stages of your journey here today. And I'd encourage you, you know, those kings, it took work to get to Bethlehem. They had to travel for months. They had to get up and they had to move, right? They had to search, they had to journey. And I think that's sometimes what God calls us to. He calls us to search and to journey. That the answers don't just fall straight into our laps. And the Alpha course is a great place to practically make that journey with other people. It is a really easy place to come and encounter and find God's presence. And so I'd really encourage you, if you are searching for God at this time, to come and do Alpha with us, to come and talk to me, talk to John, and to give God your yes through doing that. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you are here today. I pray that you would come and interrupt us. I pray that no one would leave here today thinking that this was a thing of humans, but they would know your supernatural presence, Lord, that you would roll through this place. Touch our people. Let them know that you are real and that you are here. This is not a thing of empty words, but of love and power. Thank you that you are invading the world now, just like you invaded at that first Christmas, because you come to bring freedom. Freedom from death, from sickness, from sin and addiction. Bring that freedom in this place and bring it through our city. Amen.
Thank you very much, Mark. And so that's...